What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Coming up at 6:30, ESPN Radio's Mark Kestisher will join us to talk about the NBA playoffs. Right now, we're going to talk about what Frankie Louvu had to say today about the tush push. He was on Good Morning Football this morning, and the NFL is getting ready to vote again on whether or not they should ban the play. They tabled the opposition to it and tabled the vote the last time they had their league meeting. But they get together again. They're going to vote on it. And Frankie has something he would like to say. Anthony, roll the tape.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair, and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where – you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
So I think Frankie makes an interesting point, right? Everyone likes to compare it to a scrum in rugby. But in a scrum in rugby, from my very limited understanding of rugby, there is no offense or defense, so to speak. It's a neutral play. So the Eagles get to all know when the snap count is, and they all get to move together, and the defense is stuck guessing and then just getting run over. And that on its own, to me, isn't actually that compelling, even if it's on the right track. Because the offense, Anthony, knows the snap count and gets to go and start on every play. The offense always has an advantage. It just is magnified when the amount that they can possibly gain on that advantage because of the reaction times of defensive players, which are very, very fast, is all they need. That the game becomes reduced to essentially that advantage, amplified by a lot of people on top of each other all at once, moving in opposing directions, one of which knows when the start line is going to be, and the other which does not. I don't know. What do you make of Louvu's comment there?
I mean, I think he's valid to an extent. the points that he's making. But I think it also just goes back to the offense sort of kind of just having an advantage. Like the offense always has an advantage. But also the fact that they took out, you know, being able to aid a runner and, like, you know, push, you know, a player forward. And I think we say it all the times when the offense, when a running back gets stood up and all the offensive linemen, all they do is push him forward. So it's just like, I don't know, there's too much like gray area in these rules in the first place. But I think he does make a good point in terms of...
Well, he makes a good point of why it's hard to stop. The question is that enough to actually ban it?
No.
And that's my thing. It's like, yeah, you've identified the problem, but that's your problem.
Yeah.
And by the way, your offense could do the same thing, except for they can't because no one else does it quite like Philly. There are other teams, most notably Buffalo, that have been very, very good at it. It helps when you have the quarterback who has the kind of leg drive that Jalen Hurts has or Josh Allen has, and you have to be willing to risk that guy getting a little banged up potentially in there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But I think that, you know, like, I was thinking about this earlier today, knowing we were talking about it. And I was like, okay, let's take out all of the other variables and just say, how would you stop it? And when I say take out the all the other variables of, like, if I told you the play was coming with certainty and you didn't have to protect from a sweep or a fake, and it's just like, we are tush pushing, how are you stopping it? What would you do? And I think the answer would be cram as many dudes into that space as possible. And you just try to put 11 guys there and hope that as soon as the ball is snapped, everybody reacts quickly. And then you stand up the entire line and Jalen Hurts has nowhere to go because he's running into an 11-man wall. And that would be the play. The problem with that is, okay, well now, okay, you do that once. And now I fake the tush push. I pitch it out to Saquon Barkley on a sweep and nobody's home. And he's, you know, we do the tush push from our own 20 yard line and he's going to run 80 yards. So this is the problem is that, you know, anything that you would do to try to create that wall, if you overdo it, they're not required to run that play, which is why it's so hard. And I think then it becomes there have been no extended injury issues with the tush push, despite the fact that everyone brings up health and safety. But just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it couldn't happen. And how much more dangerous would it be if all of a sudden it's like all 22 guys running into each other in that way? Or the chances of a guy getting hurt in the pile or whatever it may be. So I guess where I just land is, I think fundamentally you have to ask, like, do I want to play in the sport? And instead of coming up with all these reasons why, just be like, I don't like it. It's not really what the game is about. You know, just pushing dudes. And thus, if you want to run a quarterback sneak, that's fine. You can push forward. You know, you find the crevice, whatever, but you can't get pushed in the immediate aftermath of the snap. Anthony, that addresses, that gray area you were talking about, where it's like, if you're within a yard of the line of scrimmage, you can't push the pile. And that goes both ways.
It goes both ways?
You can't defensively, if the pile is being stood up, you can't like push it from the back.
Well, they should blow it dead.
And that's what would happen, right? If it comes to a stalemate, you blow it dead.
But then you got those running backs that, you know, are fighting for extra. There's just too much, like,
that's the thing. If the pile moves because it's still moving, then it's moving. If it's moving backwards, they stop it for forward progress. If it's moving forwards, then you're not a dead pile. And if that thing gets past the line of scrimmage, you know, whatever window you want to make it, 2 yards or 3 yards or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, well, now it's fair game to do downfield.
Yeah.
Or you could just ban it, period. Like, I think there's different ways you can do it that actually aren't that complicated. But the reason I know they can do this is because this used to be the rule. You used to not be able to push people behind the line of scrimmage. And now you can. And so if the problem is just the tush push, that's fine. But here's the thing. I think that if you ban the tush push, the Eagles will still quarterback sneak and they will still convert 90% of them. And thus you still have to find a way to be effective, and all the things that Frankie Louvu is saying here still become relevant. The advantage the offense has specifically, and the Eagles O-line being great and Hurts being able to squat 600 pounds and thus create leg drive that most quarterbacks can't. All those things are still valid if Saquon Barkley and AJ Brown or whoever else are not pushing him from behind.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I feel like even if you do try to take it away, there's going to be teams that just heavily rely on the QB sneak now. Now we're going to figure out a way we can alter it, the tush push, where it's a QB sneak, but it also gives you that, you know, that extra push that...
Need the extra push. Just QB sneak.
Okay.
Just have good offensive linemen who get off the ball and fire, and then have a quarterback who's pushing into them. And you can't have a linebacker, whoever, pushing the defensive lineman. That's one of the complaints, which is why I'm like fine with banning it, is because I don't want the offense to have an advantage the defense doesn't have that's specific to a play.
Yeah.
Like this is why Luvu's argument falls short with me, is like the offense has the snap advantage every single play, no matter what. So don't do something like to create leverage or whatever, manipulate whatever. That's my thing. It's like, I just don't like manipulations of the rules. So figure that out, fix the rule. But ultimately, like, the Eagles would still be the best. And when Jalen Hurts retires, they won't be as good anymore, because he's the weapon as much as the tush push, the brotherly shove is the weapon. All right. When we get back, the ESPN has released a new mock draft for the NBA. Who do they have the Wizards taking? Not only at 6, but at 18. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.